There are several common challenges to adoption and integration of HIT. One of them being when HIT is being implemented, you have to get people to change the way they record data. And sometimes people say that's like trying to get somebody to change their religion. It's difficult. So for many, it's really much easier to pick up a piece of paper and write a note, especially if they're not used to computing technology and keyboards. Clinicians are also very sensitive about looking slow or incompetent in front of their patients or subordinates. This is changing, of course, as computing becomes more and more mainstream, but I can guarantee you that you will have the experience of getting snapped at by someone who has not shifted into mainstream computer use yet. So clinicians also often find it easier to record in free text. It's sort of like that story again, you know, the narrative, right? But as it has been said, free text isn't. Isn't what? It isn't free. The actual costs that are incurred from free text are very high. Reading, handwriting, understanding nuance, extracting quality measures from free text is next to impossible, and having a root canal could probably be more fun. The infamous patient had a good day that you'll see in a narrative note. Well, what the heck does that mean? Patient had a good day. Good grief. So we have structured text, pick lists, and the like, which have both good and bad dimensions. So clinicians will balk at the notion of trying to represent the richness of a patient presentation in a pick list. So it is sort of tough on the front end. And as a clinician myself, I can understand that. It's very difficult to take a living human being and represent them in a series of pull-down lists. But when there is a need for concise data in rapid order, in order to be able to meet a regulation or qualify for an incentive or identify patients at risk for a certain condition or side effect, the drudgery and difficultness of wandering through shelves and shelves of paper charts soon makes one want to kick themselves for not using a structured way to capture and store the data in the first place. So, in short, structured data can be difficult on the front end, but generating reports and extracting data from digital records is much easier, at least most of the time, than manual chart review. The point is made in the article that reading text on a computer screen is up to 40% slower than reading printed text. So this has bearing on clinical use and impact. In short, the order, the speed, and the manner in which an EHR displays information can really influence decision-making. So Walsh said, quote, "If the computer is used to generate output, the layout and structure of the reports are important, as this can influence clinical decisions in sometimes fundamental ways." So, I mean, really think about this a little bit, what he says there. The layout and the structure of the reports are important, as this can influence decisions in sometimes fundamental ways. So if you look at that stop sign in the graphic there on the slide, it's very interesting. It's almost like subliminal messaging. I bet you that stop sign is near a shopping mall.